I'm on the A5, I'm hands-free looking out the windscreen at misty dampness and rain, and the occasional flyby of a windscreen wiper. That was it then. I'm quite tired. Not far from home. I had a great couple of days in Derby. First of all, catching up with the wonderful team at Living Derby. They're Living Derby on Twitter. And today I got to go to the Fish Media studios, and for the first time actually, very swish as well. Richard Mackney invited me over, and they took me for lunch, and I got to see Mackney Photographic Studios and stuff. It was really, really eye-opening to see such tidy professionalism in little old Derby, which turns out could potentially be the technological capital of the United Kingdom because of how many companies and organisations are actually doing amazing stuff in quite a small area. Not only that, there's some really exciting high-speed broadband projects which look like they may take off in the not-too-distant future. High-speed broadband, just the thought of it excites me. But coming back down the motorway in a little bit of a hurry because my grandmother called me in. It's a strange one because she's as sly as a fox and sometimes as weak as a lamb. So I never know. I never know how she really is. There'll be times when she has forgotten basically how far away I might be or I live, in fact, and says, "I need to see you now." And then when I get there, she's forgotten what it was she wanted to see me about. Or the emergency has passed. Or she's not actually as ill as she thinks she is. And today, she says, "I need to see a doctor." And normally I go, "I'll tell you what, I'll phone them and I'll get them to come round." She's like, "Oh, actually, don't worry about it. It's not that bad." Not wanting to cause any trouble. And I know that if it is bad, she will say, "Okay, yes, please do call them." And today was one of those days when she says, "Actually, yes, if you could call them." And I thought, uh-oh, I suppose I really better head down there. So I pop round, and she's quite quiet and quite timid, and she's got a pain in her right arm, and she's had it for over a week, although she thinks she's only had it for a couple of days. But I've been listening to her talking about this arm for a week, and she kept saying, "Don't worry, it's rheumatism, don't worry, it's rheumatism." And she had a pain start off in her index finger, and that's gone up her arm and now her shoulder, and today for the first time it's actually affecting her neck. It doesn't sound like rheumatism to me. She's putting it down to the weather. But I spoke to the doctor. He said, "We'll send someone out tomorrow. They're too busy today, so good job it's not uber urgent. And can you get her some ibuprofen?" Which luckily I had in my bag. I don't know what from, but I had ibuprofen in my bag, so I administered a couple of those. And she wanted to go to bed at 5 o'clock, which in itself is a difficult thing for me to stomach, because I helped her upstairs with a cup of soup and some bread and some water and made sure she'd taken all of the tablets that she needed to take. And she couldn't really carry all these things upstairs on her own anyway, so I'm starting to think, well, this... she really is getting old, and just to see her some days when she can do everything and she's cooking for the family and it's not a problem, and then there's days like today when she really is having a problem. Excuse me while I put the windscreen wipers on high speed or medium speed. So it's difficult to leave her when she's like that. I feel incredibly guilty for not hanging around, whether that's my Roman Catholic upbringing, which I now do a good job of ignoring, or the Italian quarter of me who would like to think that we should be there for our family, or sometimes her incredible way of looking like she's about to die, and then as soon as my back is turned, managing to do something which she shouldn't be able to if she was really that ill. Especially as her memory loss is getting worse and worse, she's finding that she has to lie more and more so as not to be embarrassed about her memory loss. Whether this is a good exercise at stretching parts of the brain that you wouldn't normally use, the lying module in your brain. She'll make things up instead of say she's forgotten stuff. So it's a hard one, it's a tough one. I checked the fridge, there was no food in the fridge, so I quickly nipped to the shop and got her some basic supplies. And I seemed to have shopped for her the other day, so she must be eating okay. And so I've left her. And when you leave, and I can't remember the last time I got in the car and turned around and she wasn't there waving me off. And I'm literally just looking at a house that looks empty. And I wait a moment just in case she goes up to the bedroom window, which is facing the road, and she takes a moment to wave me off. But she doesn't do that either. So she's either locked the door and struggling to get upstairs, or forgotten what she was going to be doing. And I'm thinking, I really, really must get her some help. She denies, refuses, does not, under any circumstances, want any assistance. But it really is unavoidable now, I think. So I just drove off thinking and hoping that at 85 years old, she holds on for a little bit longer, even though she's more than happy for everything to stop now. She even talks very openly about how I've had my fair share. When are they going to legalise euthanasia in the UK? She would go and sign up for euthanasia right now if it wasn't for the fact she has to go to Switzerland or wherever it is, Austria. Yes, sometimes we do laugh about this, but it's strangely very serious. All the more reason to be present and live the now, because who knows how long before you're in the same situation and hoping that you can manage. Anyway, I'm having to rush back to Northamptonshire because the nursery is called. The little lad is not very well and has a unusually high fever, so I now need to go and see how he is. Surely a bit of the miracle cowpole should sort it out. Why don't they have cowpole for old people? That just makes everything okay, like cowpole does for babies. Or toddlers, as he is now. Maybe there's a gap in the market. Right, and the rain's come down even heavier.